With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Yemen's Houthi rebels launch a boat bomb attack against a commercial ship in the Red Sea. Commander Eric Blomberg says Houthi attacks are relentless.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing, and how under threat the ships continue to be. I mean, the Houthis are shooting every day. Our ships remain under threat every day.
A criminal investigation's begun into the siege of the Student Services Building at California State University, Los Angeles. Wednesday night, dozens of pro-Hamas protesters barricaded themselves inside the building, damaging furniture and appliances and vandalizing the windows, walls, and walkways. According to the university president, three employees and one student were assaulted by the protesters. Also at SRNnews.com, a Southwest Airlines plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged in a recent incident.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California. A Southwest spokesperson says that they are participating in the investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Barack Obama's been popping up at more and more Joe Biden events. Today, he'll attend another one. President Biden will be in Los Angeles for a campaign fundraiser. He'll be interviewed by late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel at an event that will feature Barack Obama. A similar event held in New York in March also featured Obama. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Michigan.
Catholic officials are in federal court fighting the state over its decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Michigan's civil rights law. The change would force Catholic schools to hire people who don't obey Catholic doctrine. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing some of the plaintiffs and says, quote, the Constitution is clear. Religious schools are free to operate according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona lawmakers have voted to send an initiative to the November ballot that would protect two state Supreme Court justices targeted for removal over their support for a near-total abortion ban. Both chambers of the legislature agreed to let state voters decide in November whether to eliminate specific terms for Supreme Court justices and some other judges. They instead will be allowed to serve indefinitely, subject to a review commission. The proposed law would bypass Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs. This is SRN News. Consumers are still feeling anxious over persistent inflation.
The University of Michigan is out with its monthly Consumer Sentiment Index, and the preliminary number shows it's at 65.6. That's down nearly 3 points from May. Consumers' outlook has generally been gloomy since the pandemic and grew even more sour when inflation first spiked in 2021. Inflation has been coming down, and gas and insurance prices dropped last month, but Americans are still gloomy. And that is weighing on President Biden's re-election bid. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Amazon loses its attempt to dismiss the lawsuit connected to suicide kits being sold on its website. A Seattle Superior Court judge ruled the case will move forward. Some parents who have lost kids to suicide using materials bought on Amazon have filed a lawsuit accusing Amazon of ignoring warnings. More details at SRNnews.com.